Coach Paulin, first of all, yesterday, you and Barsha come together. Good crash. First moto today. Good crash. But second moto, you redeemed yourself. A nice ride in the second moto. I guess it's nice to end it on a highlight.
Yeah, sure. You know, about yesterday, I was feeling really good. And then on the quali race, there was a yellow flag one lap. And then the second lap, there was yellow flag still and with the medical flag. So I didn't jump. And then Justin just landed on me. Lucky that he just landed on my bike, you know, that I lost my bike, not on my back, you know. And then we had that issue together. But 8 on the gate was good for today. And first moto, two big crash actually again. And on the quad, everybody was making the quad outside, and I was making the quad and landing inside and feeling good. Like I did it 3 laps in a row. And the fourth one, I just landed on the same spot. But then I don't know if that spot after 3 laps, you know, was getting softer. And then I just like pinned the bike in the dirt, and I didn't felt it. Like actually, I just went over the bar badly, and this makes me blurry, so I was feeling really like strange after it. And I was riding, and then I stole the bike, and I didn't recover from that one. And because I didn't hit my head, nothing. Just I don't know. It surprised me so bad. And and then after, on the ramp of that jump, I was like on the foot, like actually good, on a good spot, you know, like if you're taking a whoop section, you know, like to the front. But then I hit like the lower part, you know, of the anchor, like in the rut, that pushed me off.
Okay.
Then I lost the bike, and then wow, was a huge crash. And thanks God that I'm.
The one I saw. I didn't know about the quad one.
This is the one you saw, and this is lucky that I walked away from that one. Because before to crash on the quad, I was like fifth around that spot, and then on the quad when I had that big crash, then I destroyed the bike. And I don't destroy myself. I'm really happy about this. And I went in the pit to see if we could do something on my underbar, because what touching the shrouds and stuff was really bent, and there was nothing to do. So then I finished the moto just to get any point, the most point I could, you know, so I get 1 point. And it's how it is. And second moto, I had a good start, but I was feeling pretty empty from those two crash. And I feel that Caroli and their Erlings were faster. Tomac in second moto wasn't like much more fast than me. I thought I could keep up with him, but I was really like empty from those crash. And and the fourth, I feel happy that I'm in shape. I'm healthy, and looking forward to the next one.
Okay, outside of Thailand, you guys don't have this kind of heat and humidity, really, right?
Yeah, we do not have it. Like, it's surprising me, because yesterday when I was riding, you know, I didn't felt hot. I just felt sweating. This today was a bit more warm. So in first moto, after, you don't want to mess up with crashing and stuff. And this is all I did. So you could see that there is some rider getting overheat with no crash, and two huge one that So I got over it, and but second moto was really much more hot, so harder to breathe, and a lot of humidity. So we don't have this in Europe except Thailand. I would say Thailand was a little bit more, and Thailand was also like much more small the track. So you know, you're turning around making a lot of laps. Here was bigger and stuff, but definitely, you know, I think it's, we can get used to it, but we need more of those racing.
What'd you think of the track overall? You know, this was the first time Americans have raced it really too. So what'd you think?
I would say that the track was good.
Yeah.
But when I see the outdoors, I think in the US there it's better.
Yeah.
This is what I think.
I think so too. It was tough to see a lot of passing. Guys were pinned, and it was kind of, it wasn't a lot going on outside of a few passes. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was a track reason or if it wasn't rough enough. I don't know. But it didn't offer up great racing.
Yeah, it was. I think the rain has been good for this, because if there wasn't any rain, you know, it could have been worse with the lines.
Yeah.
Just some places was a little too wet, and actually it didn't dry out today, even with the sunshine. And when I was going off line, you know, sometimes you could win time, but sometimes you could get a bit stuck and like a bit sand GP, you know. And if you don't keep on the rhythm, you know, keep on that momentum, then you can just easy, like, just by a small mistake, lose 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And this was the deal today with that track, so it was pretty tough. But Yeah, track was good. I think jump were big.
Jumps were really big.
Yeah. There was few quads, like two, which were like huge. But no, I think it was a bit too heavy. They have been trying to make some different routes for second moto, but that didn't change that much.
Yeah.
But when I see tracks like Washougal or anything like
Redbud, Indiana.
Redbud. It makes me dreams more for sure.
You're a veteran of the GPs, so I don't know how your relationship is with Herlings, but he came over to Indiana, he won. Are you proud of that fact? Do you like the fact that, you know, I think it opened a lot of American fans' eyes, not mine or media guys, but fans don't know much about you guys. So Herlings comes over, he wins. It makes, I think, all of you guys look a little better. Or do you agree, or do you care, or does it matter to you?
Of course it matter, you know. Okay. When Jeffrey did good, it's not that that I'm super happy, but we always talk about USA and Europe and blah blah blah. I think in the USA there is many good riders, excellent riders. I think in Europe too.
Yep.
So if we come over, there is a possibility to win. If they come over, there is a possibility to win too. Mm-hmm. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
I think what he did, like, he did good, you know. Any rider which are pushing to put the level higher, you know, I like it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be racing.
Yeah.
So for sure, I like it. I like to bring the limit higher and to push myself, you know. And I can see that few tricks that he do that we are working on right now, and then it makes the level of the any rider which do something different, you know, makes the level higher. So I think it's excellent for sure. When you don't have this mentality, then there is no way you need to keep on racing.
Sure. French MX2, Ferrandis out, Pacharel out. What are you guys going to do?
I don't know. I just mentioned this on an interview that I feel bad with Ferrandis because, you know, we won in Latvia and he could never ride that 1-2-3 plate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel really bad about it. And Pacharel hurt really bad himself also at the training. So feeling bad to see buddies hurt. And it's not good for our sport. And coming back to the team, it's not good for our team. But now French Federation have some name on the list. I suggest also a few athletes. And we will see. It's not decided yet because in 250 you need to have a good athlete, but you need to have a good bike too.
Right.
It's really important, so you cannot rush it and make it last minute. So we will see. It's not decided yet.
How about you on the small bike, Willemann on the big bike?
First of all, what about me? I never ride a motocross nation in 250.
There we go. You always ride good at that race. You'll ride. You'll be all right.
And then about DV, I need to call him and see. because I think since 2009, I think he went only once on a motocross bike. Not anymore.
No.
So
could be rough.
This is a big deal. But you got some good imagination.
Yes, thank you. Hey, good to see you again. Nice second moto. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.